Sylvan's glowing magic skull seems to be making him a dick. Or it's just Cliff playing to his strengths. Either way, the rest of the party is unhappy, but decided to let it be after their successful completion of the kobold mind quest. Now off to the next town to see about those Torga traitor assholes. Let's roll.
Okay. So Lonely Wood is it's pretty still a fairly decent size 10 towns area. I mean, it only has
like 60 people in it.
Only has like 100 people. Yeah. It's not a lot. But they are
basically a city.
They don't have as much as the other places that you've been to, but they do have a
blacksmith.
They have a scrimshander who can make scrimshaw. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy some scrimshaw.
Like the thing on wheels?
It's a rickshaw.
That makes more sense now.
Scrimshaw is when, like, they carve out of whalebone or other bones to you know, like, different things.
Somebody we could ask about the skull.
Who are you talking to? I'm two people here.
Smiter.
Okay. Maybe.
And there's a tavern called the Lucky Liar.
Did you say that in front of the group? No, I pull him aside.
There is also a speaker's house.
Suspicions going on about that skull in the group.
There's no town like hall. It's just the speaker's house. And there's a,
But do we see the merchants?
Yeah, it's basically the scrimshaw guy.
No, the Torga, the traveling merchants.
You don't know, not when you first walk into town.
Okay.
But you, I mean, there's an inn that probably would be a good place to start.
Usually is.
This place sucks.
I mean, Spider says, yeah, it doesn't look that great.
Yeah, let's not stay too long.
Well, let's go to the inn. Seems to be where people congregate. Maybe we'll find the speaker there.
So, in the inn, you see, you do see a male wearing pretty light clothes for this far north. Mm. Just sitting, laughing with the people at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seems very amiable. So there's a couple other people there. They look pretty sketchy. You don't see any other things, but apparently he's saying, hey, you know, we're set up a little bit down the road. If you guys want to come and buy some stuff, you know, come stop on by. You know, Torga's goods are always better than, way better than the Black Iron Inn.
Oh my God, everybody's shitting on this place.
the Black Iron Blades, I mean, we have some good stuff.
I use my telepathy and I go, that's our man.
Are you telepathing all of us?
Yes.
One at a time?
Yes.
That's our man.
Yeah, you have to do it one at a time.
Hi, says we figured it out.
So he's talking at the bar, and you see
pretty confident.
You see, like, the other guys are just like sitting at the table. They look pretty dirty and just nefarious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Sefik walks over to the table. That's his name because you heard of people calling him Sefik. Walks over to the table and goes, "Can you guys be a little less?" You? And they're like, He just walks away, goes back to talk to people. Seems a pretty cool guy. Not gonna lie.
I mean, Smiter actually has the most probably charisma in the entire group.
Probably.
So.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he literally has the most charisma in the group.
No, warlocks have a lot of charisma.
Oh, do you? What's your? Are you 16 as well?
17.
Are you 17? Fuck you.
But he didn't hit 18 for that next bonus.
Yeah, that's the important one.
That's what's important.
So.
You
don't act very charismatic.
I will.
I know, it can be in an intimidating way, too.
Sefik says, oh, we have some newcomers. Let me buy you boys a round of drinks.
We don't drink.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't drink.
I've never met your people. Where do you hail from?
South.
The South?
Yes, my sister's the South.
Oh, okay. Anyway, would you guys like some drinks? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you pick your poison? It's all me.
Just an ale.
Ale? You? Same. Okay. Have a seat. Are you familiar with Torga's Goods?
No.
They're the finest in the 10 towns.
Spider's like, what do you sell?
Everything. Whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for weapons, if you're looking for protection, anything, adventuring gear. We even have some pretty pretty interesting magical items and potions.
Mm. You seem to be a little underdressed for the weather.
Yeah, I was gifted as a child with the Frost Maiden's Kiss. It's a blessing that you get from your parents. So that's why my eyes are very blue, and it's also why cold really doesn't affect me.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with many magical artifacts?
Not particularly. I mean, I leave that up to Torg. She knows much more about mercantile than I do.
Is she the one selling everything?
Yeah, she's if you go a few right outside of town, not like it's still kind of in town, but right outside of town there she set up shop. We travel around 10 towns, so sometimes we go further south so we can get new goods. But for the most part, we try and stay local to 10 towns and pick up what we can along the way.
Why don't you guys stay here and drink, Smiter says. And we'll go check out. I will kind of get the potions and stuff.
Sounds good. I talked to you in your head. Good idea.
So that two warforged
I think he fucking hates that.
See if they have potions of healing.
Okay. See you guys later. We leave.
Okay. So you go, and it's pretty easy to find it. Torga is there, and
she's human.
She is no, she's a shield dwarf.
Dwarf. Okay.
And she is pretty rough looking.
Yes.
You're
a very homely woman.
Not the best looking woman in town, but she has like a temporary tent set up, and there's all kinds of goods and weapons just like set up. She's
Spider says hello.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Looking for magic items or magic anything good, items, maybe potions.
They're pretty expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I never bought one. How much are they?
What are you looking for?
I don't know.
A magic item, of course.
Something for protection, maybe, or like a...
Oh, like a cloak of protection?
Sure, yeah. What's that?
That will protect you as you wear it. I mean, that's pretty much... self-explanatory. They run about 500 gold.
Oh. Do you buy magic items?
We buy, we sell.
Would you buy a glowing skull?
A glowing skull? What?
Yeah.
That's a really odd... What does it do?
Yeah, it makes you telepathic.
That seems interesting.
Yeah. We think it might be a mind flayer skull.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Are
those neat things? Are those neat?
You really should not have let these guys come by themselves.
They don't know much about mind flayers.
How naive they are.
But they want to go find out about the. They think their thought process is this person sells magic items. Yes. They might know about this magic item. Yeah.
He goes, she goes, you know what? We actually have. I don't. I'm not going to sell this to everybody, but you guys seem like you know what you're talking about. So
They sit there motionless at you.
They sure do.
I have a very powerful totem that will protect you way better than the cloak of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 50 gold.
Okay.
It's
Jesus Christ, how much should have gone with these guys?
She pulls out a chicken foot tied to a really smooth rock, mm-hmm. and she's like, This is a chicken foot of protection. 50 gold pieces. You wear it, you're invulnerable to damage.
I mean, you're trying to persuade them, right?
Yeah, but I think I'm doing it with an advantage since you're the ones that are like coming up here going, you guys like crystal mind flayer skulls? So I'm going to say as a DM, I would have advantage on the persuasion.
Okay. Do they both, but you have to do it to both of them, right?
No, just the one I'm talking to.
Oh, come on.
All right, fine, whatever.
They work in a pair.
So that is a 14.
Okay. What, I got to roll?
You have to roll speed of 14 for perception.
Perception, okay. So Smiter, nope, and Pius. Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah.
He knows about feet. We okay. established this. Yes.
She goes,
it was about feet.
All right, you seem like a shrewd gentleman. 25 gold pieces.
He goes to Smiter's like, I think it's just a chicken foot.
It comes with a smooth stone, too.
It's got the smooth
stone. And the twine.
It's a.
He casts the tech magic on the chicken foot.
There's fucking no magic.
Yeah, it's got nothing, dude.
Thank God for Pius. I never thought I'd say that.
I don't think she knows about... You wouldn't know anything about Mind Flayer skulls, do you?
I know. I don't know. But I have a lot of different magic items. I have this chicken foot.
Well, there's no magic in that magic item.
I think you're... Let's not jump to conclusions.
I mean, he could do this for 10 minutes now.
I know.
He's looking at all the items. Do any of them have magic on them?
The only thing that... There's a few potions that have magic on them. There's like a turtle shell that has, like, gems around it that... no magic. There's like a robe that
was
has...
Was the Cloak of Protection anything?
All kinds of gold inlay with no magic.
The
Cloak of Protection actually is magical.
Okay.
And because she... When you first came up, she's like, you guys, I don't know
what
they are. So she was actually going to sell you a Cloak of Protection. Then she's like, I can fucking lay off a lot of fucking weird shit on these people.
Pius goes, you have to tell everyone... That you've been deceiving them. It's not a good thing to do.
I haven't been deceiving any. I don't know what you're talking
There's
about.
No magic in this chicken foot.
Dude, you know what I think of when I see Pius? Is Sheldon from the Big Bang
Theory. Kind of a little bit.
It's a little bit like, yeah, a little bit. She goes, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. All these items we've procured from various corners of the world, and they're all full of magic.
Shit.
That one is, and that one is.
The people that are buying stuff are like,
they're stuck. What did you guys buy?
What did you guys?
Did you guys buy any magic items?
Yeah, let me see.
This one guy holds up this this clay.
We call it a ruckus over here.
This clay talisman with it's beaded and it's. He's like, I bought this talisman of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to give you good luck.
Anything?
Oh no.
Oh yeah. No, it's got nothing. There's no magic there.
I want my money back. How does he know? What are you talking?
I speak with my god. And I can tell.
My god, who I haven't built yet.
They don't know that part.
So Torga says, "You're crossing a very dangerous line."
Oh, shit.
Being bad is dangerous. You've crossed that line. You should cross back to the good. Lawful good is them. They're annoying. They're just annoying.
Ass, yeah.
And Smiter says, yeah, you should cross back. You should listen to him.
Jesus
All right.
DM's like, Jesus Christ, this is going south.
That's the problem with lawful. I mean, you know. You know how it works.
Yeah.
They don't. I mean, what could he do?
I mean, he. She can't attack you out in the open.
Yeah.
She knows that. But.
But now there's starting to be a crowd of angry people.
There's starting to be a crowd of angry people, and she's. She goes, look. I can assure you that these items are magic. I don't know what these things are or what they're talking about. And that kind of bears some weight because everyone's looking at you like, what are these things?
Sure.
I don't know if there's some kind of construct that has been here to by my competitors to sully my pristine reputation, mm-hmm. but they're just spouting nonsense. That is a talisman of fortune. I picked it up in.
Pius is going to get.
May I ask you a question? What are
you're
what
not
are,
there.
Yeah, I know. What are we doing?
You'd be talking to Speckles.
Because at some point, Rand would be concerned with them going out and looking for things, knowing.
You're talking to Sefik.
I figure this hasn't even been 10 minutes. Like this decayed quickly.
This decayed immediately.
Yeah.
It was like 10. It was like a 10-minute
wall. I was thinking
wall.
The same thing. I was like, I don't even think we've probably finished our first beer before this has decayed.
Probably not. So, I don't know. I don't know. People, please calm down and realize. Now, you got to remember that in the world, there are only a few magic items.
Sure.
There's a ton of bullshit magic items
mm-hmm.
all over.
Mm-hmm.
So, people want to believe in it. Right, they want to believe that they bought something that will bring them good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really difficult to dissuade them from this belief. So the people are like, I don't know who to believe here. I kind of want my money back for this.
Uh-oh.
For this. And Torga goes, of course. If I stand by my products. If you want your money back for this, then you can have it.
What a salesman to the end.
Huh? And the guy goes, no, okay, all right, no, I'll keep it.
You're making a mistake, my friend.
Just doubling down.
I know about chicken feet.
That wasn't chicken.
I know, but I'm saying that one's not a magic item. It's just a chicken foot.
I didn't buy that one. You're weird.
The one thing that they got out of this was if they were unsure that Sefik was not a bad guy, they now think he's a bad guy.
Sure, because he worked for this person.
He works for this person, and they are obviously being fraudulent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you go into the thing, and he's cool, and he has like an answer for shit, and you're like, oh, well... We don't know.
He's a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, well, we don't know Hillen. Then we come out here, and all of a sudden, like...
You see Torga make some hand motions to one of her assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And the assistant, like, walks around and goes around the back of the tent.
Okay. Smiter tells Pius, he's like, I think we should go back to our friends. Our
yeah, you, I think you guys should leave. Yeah, definitely.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
You fraud. He says it really loud. Because he's a fucking backup bias.
She goes, whatever. Go, just leave.
You fraud.
Anyway, I stand behind my goods. Like I said, people, if you want your money back, that's fine. But you're giving up a really good deal.
It's up to you, folks. But it's a poor choice.
They don't know what to make of you. You're very blunt. You're very you speak oddly, and you're just like all up in their business.
Does Pius notice anyone with ailments or anything?
I mean, everyone like there's one person with a lame foot.
Mm-hmm.
There is
this chicken leg on.
there's a person that looks like they have a little bit of a cold. They're coughing and sneezing. So yeah, there are people around there with ailments.
Jungle fever.
So He tells Smiter, he's like, the person coughing over there, heal them for hit point. Get rid of their cold.
Okay.
Before we leave.
So
he's like, let me help you, friend. And he touches him.
He's like, wow, I feel great.
He says, yes, that is not fraudulent.
Fuck you, lame leg, though. You're lame leg. Gives her the finger and clutches it. Yeah.
I have a lame foot.
Can't fix that with a hit point. That's a whole different thing.
Look, I only have so many in a day.
I mean, I'll come back when I'm higher level, I promise.
Look, all they're trying to do is sow doubt in these people's mind about who's the good person.
Are you saying that out loud?
I'm saying that's what they're doing. Yeah, it's like,
so the person
goes, all we're trying to do is sow doubt.
That's all I understand. Look, we're her no good.
I cured this person.
Their bluntness is really not helping them.
I'm God. I'm a godlike figure.
We're building our god.
Torga says,
"Oh my god,
he's
crazy."
Torga goes, "That was an obvious setup. Jesus, I've seen stuff like that."
Is she accusing that guy being with us?
Yeah,
like a thing.
That's an obvious setup. That's to make you people believe that there's some kind of magic creature that can heal ailments. And the guy's like, no, I had a cold. Like, I was coming here to...
We don't even know. We didn't even ask your name, friend.
Yeah.
Aren't you a local? Like, don't people know that you're, you know, Jim from X Street?
Look, there's 100 people in this town.
There's 100 people in this town, so everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Then they obviously paid him a lot of money. I mean, I don't know why they want to ruin my business, but I find it kind of distasteful.
Just a little bit. Distasteful. It feels personal and gross, and I hate it.
Not sure why they're just attacking us. We're just trying to make some money by giving you people the best deals possible in the 10 towns.
I feel like there's a allegory here.
Smiter wants to look at... Does she look like she's equipped for a fight? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not
like
only
sizing her up, like how does she look towards the bully?
Not only does she look like she's equipped for a fight, the people around her look like they're equipped for a fight, and she looks like she can fight pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Smiter doesn't want to push the issue because he is not so puritanical, if you will.
Whereas Pius is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his name's fucking Pius.
His name's Pius. Yeah.
So using my telepathy, I talk to...
you can't. It's 120 feet.
Oh.
Dude, this was like a 10-minute walk away or something.
Oh, was it?
Said.
Oh, okay, never
mind. Yeah, we're down the road. So Smiter says, good day. Not to her, to the townsfolk. He kind of ushers Pius.
Good day.
Good day. No, not he doesn't say it like that to them.
Good day.
He says a good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day,
I said good day.
And then he turns around and goes, good day.
Good job, guys.
Good day to you, sir.
And they leave. They head back.
Cure somebody else on the way out. Oh,
Roll a...
She can't do that.
Roll a perception check.
Who?
Whoever you are.
Whoever I want. I mean, be pious. 19.
Nice.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
I notice all...
You realize that guy that want to back around is kind of following you.
He tells Smiter. He's like, that dude's following us.
What dude?
The one that like she hand motioned to, and then he went to behind the thing. He's following. Okay. He doesn't notice anyone else, just him, right?
Just him.
Okay. Is there like a spot away from them, but not quite out of town yet, where we would be able to like turn around and confront him?
Not really. You've kind of walked into town,
yeah,
and then you noticed he was following you.
Okay.
So.
Do some spy shit. Start like double backing around.
They're not spy people.
Dive into the tent.
They can try, but they both have disadvantage on stealth. They're giant robots with chainmail fused into their body.
True. You know, seems unlikely that they're going to be able to.
They know their strengths.
Stealth is not it. So, yeah, I mean, you can walk back to the bar. The guy that's following you,
mm-hmm.
you, like, look back around. He kind of notices that you notice him. Mm-hmm. So,
He starts shopping.
Yeah, at a house.
Listen, I'm gonna buy this house for sure.
And the door. I'll be back
later today.
Is that a thatch roof?
They're all thatch.
They're both exactly the same.
We don't have much material out here.
Very nice. It's
just you get one model, one material.
It's a local picking his nose. Side.
We know
working
it works.
On the thatch roof.
Seals it.
That's how it seals.
Seals it.
So he realizes you guys are looking at him.
Okay.
So he stops following, basically. Yeah.
But it just confirms our...
You just yell at... You're not very good at your job.
Our thought that... Yeah. Not good. So we head back into the inn. Do you want to do any talking to... Before we head back in? Because that was a good, at least 20 minutes. That we probably walk there.
Yeah, we can...
Cause the big scene and then walk back.
He bought you ales, but he's just... He's talking to everybody. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I wanted to make sure they had...
He's basically the front man. He's the guy that drums up the, all of the business, and he's the one that gets the people interested and stuff. So you hear him talking about how they have many magical items and how they've scurried the world or scoured the world for different pieces that are unique and can't be found anywhere else. Blah 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 blah. Well,
we could try to corner him and try to get some information out of him.
Mind you, you don't know what happened.
Seems
right,
good.
Right. Thing.
Seems like a good idea.
Right. But yeah. Truck's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. We're
sure. Okay.
I mean, I can do it.
Do what you gotta do.
What are we doing?
Let's try to see if we can figure out some information. Right? Ask the guy, about Torga and what they do and what they sell.
We're rewinding a little bit, right?
Yeah, time-wise. A little bit time-wise, yeah.
Time rewinds, you looking out the window, or we're like
charting. So I figure we could try to
find out about this crystal skull thing.
Yeah. And see if we can.
It all goes to shit.
Real quick.
So I guess while he's walking around, we're like, oh, come on over.
Sure. Comes over.
So how long have you been in this touring group?
It's been like 10 years now.
10 years? That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you must know everybody pretty well.
In the group? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. So what do you guys sell?
Everything.
Everything.
Pretty much.
What do you sell this? And he pulls out his crystal skull.
No. I've never seen that before, but
no,
I would sell it if I could.
It's mine, stashed away, nobody can see it.
Not suspiciously, though.
No, not suspicious at all.
Just forget about it. I don't even have it anymore.
I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
So, he's like... whatever. I mean, if you guys are looking for something in particular, I could make some queries.
Are you guys known for any sort of materials?
I mean, no, we're kind of just a potpourri, if you will, of different items.
How many people are in this traveling band of samples?
About 10.
10.
Yeah, not including me or Torga.
Yeah. Is it just is it dangerous out there? Do you guys have to travel with...
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, there's yetis and snow cats and all kinds of shit that attacks when you go between town and town. So that's why we have, protection. And some of the protection, I know those guys look a little... But, we need the protection, and they offer it.
Yeah.
While I do protect Torga, mm-hmm. I'm more of a, Just a talker. I try not to fight too much.
Yeah.
I like interfacing with people. I like people.
Yeah.
I'm a people person.
You know Torga well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I worked with her for 10 years.
All right. I mean, sometimes you don't know all of your coworkers the same.
Is she a good egg?
I mean, I'm her bodyguard, so I know her pretty well. Is she a good egg? Oh, yeah. She's a great person. Mm. Yeah. Takes care of all of us.
You're here differently in a few minutes.
Huh?
They're gonna hear differently in a few minutes.
She's
to keep that separate.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
He's telling you the exact opposite of what they're gonna tell you when they come in. He's she's a very upstanding citizen that only sells the finest goods and provides just magic items and protections for people all around the 10 towns. It's a service that I mean, she doesn't even make much of a profit. She just wants to make people happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Magic item sellers generally have, they can be distrusted.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Torga has been known to be distrusted sometimes, and it's a shame, because she really is just the salt of the earth.
So this Frost Maiden...
I'm looking forward to these two constructs coming through the door.
First off, we're not constructs, all right?
Yeah, they're not constructs.
So don't call them that.
No, please don't call them constructs. I mean, Torga called them constructs because she didn't know what else to call them.
Sure.
But yeah, he's like, oh yeah, salt of the earth, great person.
So this Frost Maiden condition that you have, Kiss of the...
It's not a condition, it's a blessing.
A blessing, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you the only one in your...
No, there's other people that have it. Which is true.
Inside of your little caravan?
No, just me. In just my caravan. Him. But yeah, other people do have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything?
It's going the way you thought it would.
I mean, I don't know what I would find out, but you know.
Well, we got.
He's just trying
to
figure out how
to tactfully ask about the three deaths.
Mm-hmm. The halfling trapper, the human shipbuilder, and the dwarf glass blower.
Mm.
It's been a weird series of. We've been traveling through through a couple towns and heard some stories of I guess they're calling this person a serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's
if you've heard of this in your travels, but there was
I've heard some mumblings, but yeah, that's sad. That's unfortunate. Hopefully Torga has something that can find this person.
Yeah.
Maybe you could purchase it and find it.
I feel like if she had a chicken leg tied to a smooth stone, that would probably
Can I roll perception?
Sure.
What are you trying to perceive?
If he's being truthful about not knowing anything about that, like just having heard it. 14.
Yeah. Seems to be on the up and up.
Have you visited the towns that these people have died in?
We travel all over 10 towns, so yeah.
A good chance you were in those towns at some point?
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sylvan actually likes this guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of past the...
He is extremely charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of like, well, we let the man do his job, right? He's trying to drum up business.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't need to. The good speak for themselves.
When do they want the things to come?
I mean, I'd say it's getting pretty close. Like, they've been chatting for a while. And now Sylvan's, like, laughing with him. He's telling jokes. And I don't... You're still...
No, I'm not. Yeah. Because I don't trust him, and I don't trust you, so...
So he found a friend here, and like, you're back up at the bar, and he's buying you drinks, and...
You know, right before they burst in, I'm going to, because I just want to get away from you because you're both, like, annoying me.
Yeah.
You're annoying Rayan. He's just going to be like, well, I'm going to go see where our friends are and just kind of push the chair back and stand up.
Okay. All right, well, they kind of went to the bar anyway, so if you just...
Oh, then I'm announcing it to now.
So I'm leaving.
Yeah, I don't even bother.
I've got to take a shit, everyone.
I'm like, you know what? The war force has been gone for too long. I'm going to go see where they are and make sure somebody hasn't gotten them to purchase.
You look at your wristwatch.
Yes.
And
his timepiece.
I have a timepiece.
It's a travel timepiece. Yeah.
So he, you go outside and you see them, like, just, like, walking quickly up to you.
Pius is like, they're frauds! Whoa. And even Smiter's like, calm down.
What are you talking about?
They tried to sell me a chicken foot and say it was magic, but I know it's not. The Torga, the dwarf woman, she's very homely.
Well, hold on, Jesus Christ. Wait, so she's a fraud?
Smiter steps in, he's like, yes. So we went to go talk to her. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're sure. He cast detect magic. On the items, there are a couple of things were, but the vast majority of what they were selling was a fraud.
All right, well, in this side of things, Numbnuts is cozying up what's his name?
Sefik.
Also, she sent a guy to track us, and Pius spotted him out, and he started to look in a house for a bit, and then he walked away. It was weird. It was not very suspicious.
Is he behind you now?
No, he noticed we looked at him.
You know how Pius looks at things.
Yeah. You guys, did raise some suspicion.
Obvious and direct.
Yes, with no stealth whatsoever.
You guys did raise some suspicion. You gotta tread a little carefully here.
Mm. I mean, Smiter agrees. Smiter's not autistic.
Smiter's like, yeah, we know.
Smiter knows how to at least interact with people a little bit, but Enos Pius is not.
Well, keep Pius. Just tell him that
I'm right here.
Yeah, just
relax. Okay.
Well, Sylvan's in there.
So you hear all kinds of laughing.
Sethic.
Yeah.
Sethic.
So, were you able to get any information about that skull before?
No, she didn't know anything.
Nah, she's a fraud.
She's a big fraud, like I said.
Pius, relax.
Not even trying to speak softly.
So we're here because
he's like, Frollo, don't say it.
We're here because we were tasked with bringing this guy back, right, Sethic?
Or killing him.
We're killing him. Yeah, okay. Preferably killing him.
But Smiter goes, but we can't just obviously kill him in the middle of a tavern, not without proof,
right?
Or something, right? Like right.
And if you guys go in there,
the murder is against the law here, right?
His boss being a fraud. Yes.
Okay.
Technically, you don't have any proof.
If you start talking about his boss being a fraud, he's going to throw a shit fit. So you can't say anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
What time is it?
Pius is okay.
It's probably getting on. I would say
getting on time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Fuck buddy time. It's time to get on.
I'd say it's around 5 o'clock. So it's getting pretty dark.
All right, maybe it's best if we retire to our rooms. Let's just,
You have rooms?
Do we even,
you have rooms?
I don't know. Did we not get any yet?
Not from here.
No, not
from here.
All right, let's get some rooms.
No, what's the space at?
That was the other town.
That was the place. That's why I was confused.
Maybe we can do something for them to get us free rooms.
Well, I'm not going to be... Oh, yeah, not going to be... not that charismatic.
So there are no... It's just a tavern. There are no rooms.
Is there anything else in this town?
There,
or you walk,
you walk, so you walk, yeah, by through, the, yeah, two of you walk by.
How about while they're outside conversing, I'm talking to Sylvan. No, I'm Sylvan.
Sethic.
Sethic.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
in the bathroom, just talking to the mirror.
I'm like, you know, there's no rooms here. How about me and my compatriots stay with you guys for the night?
I mean, we're already stretched to the gills as it is, so we don't have any extra beds. But I mean, you're a cool guy. You're pretty small. You could probably bunk with us if you want.
I mean, we got bed rolls and stuff, right? I mean, I think we're really just looking for some camaraderie, a fire, you know.
Yeah, if you want to, you want to stop by and share a fire, that's fine.
They're not going to want to see the Warforged again.
Yeah.
And Pius can be quiet, but I don't know if he could be quiet the whole time.
So you hear in the din, a rumor about a moose that is scaring and killing people.
The moose is scaring people.
Scaring and killing. It's a big moose. They call it the white moose, and it just kills people. So
I got an off breakdown about the white moose.
There's a lot of fucking stuff in here, man.
Level up.
So you guys,
where are we at? We're at Lonelywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys passed by an inn that was obviously closed. So it looked like there were rooms there, but it was abandoned. So
it's all right. Come on back. Let me tell you.
You could stay in there probably.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, not the best accommodations.
I mean, but if it's getting late and there's nowhere else to go, it's kind of.
Yeah.
So do we head back into the tavern?
Yeah.
Okay. Or the inn. No, tavern.
Yeah, the tavern. Yeah. So if you guys are coming back, I go, guys, great news. I have a place for us to stay. We can stay with the Trogas.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Pius clenching his fist. He's like, he wants to say something.
No, we already made arrangements at the inn. The Warforged did on their way back.
And looked close.
You didn't see the end.
I didn't see the end. Pius, there's an end.
Pius is like, I don't like lying.
This is a little white lie. Keep it together.
How can you color lies?
How can you... Go wait outside, Pius. Go wait outside.
What's up with Pius?
Pius just goes outside.
He goes, waits by the window. Yeah. He's just staring, he's at,
staring
the window.
At the window. You could just see his hands clenched.
What's up with Pius?
He's got things that he wants to tell everybody.
We have news to share. But I think it's best if we go to our rooms.
Oh. Okay.
So the says the guy at the bar says,
he said,
if you want, you could the innkeeper or the tavern keeper says, if you want, you can always go up to the speaker and ask if he can stay in his house.
Well, like I said, we have rooms at the inn. We would have to see if
that inn's get a refund. That inn's been closed forever. It's like abandoned.
Oh, yeah. Where did you guys get rooms then?
Well, then why don't we just stay with these Spider's guys?
Just like,
These guys have a fire, and, you know, they'll circle up, and we can, you know, we have our bedrolls. They have food.
I said
some camaraderie. Not
a good idea.
Spider says, I don't need to eat.
That's fair.
The guy goes, seriously, Nimsy loves company. He's
stop helping.
Sorry. He's trying to help.
All right, well, I really think we should probably
Does Nimsy like these merchants? Do you like these merchants?
Are
you asking him right in front of the other guy?
They just...
He's not asking super loud.
I've never really used their services, but they come around. I mean, Sefik seems like a nice guy. Like I said, I'm not...
Buy any of their chicken feet?
No, they sold chicken feet, but I have not, no. Mm.
Don't.
I have no reason to suspect...
Is that what you tell them?
Yeah.
I have no reason to suspect...
I say don't.
Sefik's like...
Why wouldn't he buy...
No, chicken feet are disgusting.
Yeah.
Magical properties are not disgusting.
That is true.
That's fair. Yeah. Sefik's like, yeah, chicken feet are pretty disgusting. They scratch shit. Did you know that?
Yeah, they eat the gross bugs out of the shit.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yep.
Anyway.
So,
but you're still welcome to stay, or at least you know, come around our fire and have some mead. Whatever. I don't know why you hate me.
I didn't do anything
to you, fucker.
Oh my god.
What's that?
Nothing. I said I have a
purple eyes flare.
A flagon of ale.
Great.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound like you guys have a place for us to stay. So
you can go to Nimsy's. Nimsy.
Is this the innkeeper again?
Torga. Yeah.
Thank you, innkeep. Let's go check with Nimsy.
Oh, I'll be so happy.
All right, so we're not going to talk to the speaker?
The speaker.
That is the speaker, Nimsy.
Nimsy's the speaker.
But he's not...
Nimsy's house.
But where's he? Where is he?
He is, in the middle of town.
Okay.
We
might as well go talk to him, Spider says.
Yeah. His name is...
We should introduce ourselves.
Nimsy Huddle.
As we're walking out, Pius is like, are we going to tell Nimsy that there are a bunch of frauds over there?
Hold on. Keep it together.
Who's a bunch of frauds?
Keep it together. Hold on.
These guys. They tried to sell me a chicken foot with no magic on it.
I don't know what that means.
let's get on the road.
They were going to make me pay 50 gold.
For a chicken foot.
Here we go,
magic.
No magic, exactly.
Oh, Nimsy's
and then girl. When I told them to stop doing this,
Nimsy's a
they
girl.
Got all mad.
Messed up. So Nimsy's a girl, just know that. But she does.
Okay.
She likes guests.
So, yeah, you can relay the story now. We're like out in the street.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're going.
So I'm keeping an eye as he's telling the story. I'm kind of watching the surrounding people to see if there's anyone.
And I tried to tell the townspeople that there were frauds, but they didn't understand. Except for the one guy. I cured his sniffles, and he seemed to like it now. He didn't want. He got it. I think his name was Jim. Or James.
Well, you really fucked things up, didn't you?
What?
Oh,
how?
Fucking, yeah.
We could have used him to get back into their camp and then killed him in the middle of the night. Leave.
What are you gonna...
You know, job done. Go back. Collect our reward.
You don't have proof yet.
I mean, we still kill him.
I thought all was gonna kill him.
Just kill him.
I guess. If you're...
All we know is that he...
It would be better
he
if
he may have
proof.
Heard about the killings. And that he had been in the town, some information we already had.
Yeah, but Pius says, we know they're bad people, but the other people don't know they're bad people. And they obviously aren't convinced.
Maybe we could use
even
this
though
to
I'm
our
very
advantage.
Convincing.
Maybe we can use this if they if they're angry at the Warforged.
Maybe there's something in their camp. Why don't you go in their camp tonight and maybe you can find it.
By yourself.
You're probably pretty good at that.
Maybe, yeah, you can't let the Warforged in there.
Pius says you're probably pretty good at that, right?
Why would I be good at that?
You're good at things.
I'm pretty good at things. Actually, I'm probably the best at things.
You should leave a bag.
You should leave a bag.
You get
out.
An inspiration point.
For a
now he gets an inspiration point.
Pius is starting to catch on to what his new person, this guy's new personality flaw is.
Arrogant.
Hmm.
Arrogant.
Yeah. Like, cause he's like he said before, he was the one that
the
did
one that,
it.
Yep.
And...
yep.
All right. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back, and I'm gonna tell the guy that you guys are going to the Nimsies, but I want to go with him. Back to the Torguts.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a great idea.
Okay. We won't. We'll try to be close by.
Okay.
They don't want him to die.
That's nice.
I won't.